Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Open the Eyes of My Heart, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, Real Rest in Christ, from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
Sing along with us today. This great song is exactly what we need to do. Open the eyes of our heart. See Jesus.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Yes, I do.
I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy,
oh, we cry, holy,
Praise in the house, church. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, I encourage you to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 2. And we're dealing with the subject today, real rest in Christ. Today, we're here again in Genesis. And I pray that over the last, over how many weeks I've been on this since first of the year, to be quite frank with you, I pray these messages have been a blessing to your life. And that they have drawn your attention to our great and awesome God. You know, I never realized there was so much in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, and as you go on through the book of Genesis, but there's so much of Christ, so much of Christ revealed in the book of Genesis. You know, we kind of pick up with the book of Matthew and we think, well, that's when Jesus came on the scene. No, Jesus has always been on the scene. And as long as God has ever been, and that is forever, He has also been in the Holy Spirit. Just a brief thing here today. I want to encourage you about this thing coming up on the 19th to be a part of it, because it's going to be a tremendous tool for our ministry, our church, and our people. So I want to encourage you as we magnify the name of the Lord, but also discover how that we can be so mightily used for His kingdom. So keep that in mind and don't miss it. It's a stewardship emphasis that will awaken your life even to a greater abundance of the blessings of God and the great things that God is bringing to this ministry. Now, from Genesis 2, about this issue of real rest in Christ, we've got to understand some things here, that God is the creator, the master artist today of all creation, the great sculptor that He is. And realizing that we have seen within our lives how that not only as we read through the pages of God's Word and as we saw the beautiful sun come up this morning and the birds are singing, well, I guess they are in these cold temperatures, but we see all the things that are happening, we realize, boy, He really is an awesome God of creation. But then to think today that not only is He an awesome God of creation, as Genesis describes, and as we actually literally see with our eyes and experience in our life, He's also an amazing God of recreation. And you're looking at an example of recreation today. And if you're saved, you are an example of recreation. Because you have trusted Christ and received Him into your heart and your life. And you're gloriously, wonderfully born again today. And realizing this, that He has taken us today from rags to riches. Amen. From all the oppressions that had us bound up. Thank God Jesus set us free. He's taken us today from nothing and made us somebody going somewhere because we've trusted a God who will change our life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, He is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Not only that, but He's taken us today from being a sinner in order that we could be a saint in the kingdom of God. And then we find that He's taken us today from the position of being broken to a position that we're blessed beyond measure. You may not realize it today, but if you are a child of God, any children of God in the room say amen. Yes. Guess what? You're blessed beyond measure. Amen. But I'm afraid today that a lot of Christians don't realize how great they are blessed. We live through life and we live in the mode of I'm just trying to survive. That is not the way God wants you to live. You today have the presence of a great, mighty, awesome God living within you. You're not hanging by your nails on the side of a cliff. You're not today, sure, life brings stresses today, but do you also realize with the presence of God, it brings blessings? And so today, folks, I'm telling you, you need to discover what God has put within you today. You need to discover the greatness of our God and the fact that He just didn't save you. He did do that. But He saved you for a purpose. He saved you for something greater than you are. And He has worked in your life. But He can only work where you will open your life and permit Him today to bring about His plan that He has for you today. So this Creator, Almighty God, oh, He's a loving Creator today who provides for all of His creation today. Paul declared that in Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply your every need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. So up to this point, we've examined each day in the creative acts of God. And today we come to the seventh day. And that is found in Genesis chapter 2. Now, the seventh day, which is also called the day of rest after creation, we realize it points to the completeness and the real rest that we have in Jesus Christ. You may not realize it today, but if you are a born-again Christian, you have real rest in Him. You also have completeness, because He is a complete God who saved you today and redeemed you and snatched you out of the snare of Satan today. And He today has put His hand of protection over you, and greater is He that is within you than he that is within the world. So you've got a God who's on your side, living within you. And oh, today, the things that He does, it's just absolutely beyond our imagination today. Amen. So this seventh day, this day of rest today, really, it brings us to the realization of the real rest that we have in Christ. See, when we read Genesis, all we many times see is just the creative acts of God. God created. God said, and it was done, and He said it was good. And we say, oh man, that's all great. And then we just go skirting on through the rest of the chapters of the book of Genesis, and we say, boy, that was great. But we don't see any Jesus and real rest and peace and completeness in that. In the pages of God's Word is real rest in Christ. And also there's a completeness today. Believe it or not, you are complete in Him. And God is working a work within you and I today that the world, the flesh, and the devil cannot take out of us. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Jesus is our resting place. Amen. I'm glad I've got rest in Him today. But preacher, the world is in a turmoil. It's a mess. I mean, the Republicans and the Democrats are fighting like a bunch of cats in an alley. I mean, everything that's going on, the economic situation, the moral situation, and all these other things. Oh, but glory be unto God. I've got real rest in Jesus because He is my resting place. Oh, He brings the peace to your heart. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See what God brings to you today? See the real rest that you've got, that He is now your resting place, and that you can abide in Him today? See, when life is tough, and it brings the struggles of life today, Jesus is our resting place, amen. And to know that one day we're going to gather in that ultimate of resting place. There are no beds in heaven. Only praise. Amen. You don't need a bed to rest. If you're in Christ, He is your resting place. And therefore today, thank God one day He's coming. And He tells us, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go and I prepare a place, a resting place for you. And if I go and prepare this place, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Man, that's great words of help and comfort to us today.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.